Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Well, okay then.
Oh, to the K.
Is this thing on?
That sounds like really loud, I'm sure.
Welcome to episode 370. I don't know. I think it's 380.
378, I think.
I was close.
678.
Oh, 678, you're right. You know, let's start over.
Who do you think we are? Potus, my co-pilot?
Ew, never. You did give birth to them. Let's not forget that.
Yeah. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. We are recording in a car on our way to a suburb to get my... This is Ricky. To get my tattoo finished once and for all.
And this is Little Red Corvette.
Oh.
Wah, wah.
That's too soon.
Ooh!
So you guys, like... Everybody's dying. And it's
so we're
going to
just jump right into it?
Yeah, just right into it.
I don't know if I can handle
also,
that.
Also, all right, before we get into Prince, I hate when someone tries to go against the grain and everybody is upset because Prince passed away because he was, like, fucking an amazing artist. Probably changed a bunch of people's lives, and the person going against the grain is, oh, he's dead. What's it matter? Oh, he's just a person like everybody else, just dead. Like, why are you trolling my account?
For all you negative Nancys out there.
Why are you trolling my account and making all these comments when you could just, like, fucking keep it to yourself?
And y'all know who you is.
And
I don't like that either. And you know what? Because
why are you diminishing someone else's feelings? Like, yeah, I think it's a very, like, him passing away is a sad moment for a lot of people.
You know, it's kind of funny because, like, I was thinking about this. So I don't, you know, for me, Prince was one of the very first, like, artists that, you know, for me personally, it was him and Michael. You know, like, him and Michael Jackson were the people that I aspired to be, like, both lyrically speaking and musically speaking. Like, those were the two... I was so infatuated with both of their music. And, you know, like I told Ricky, like, it's kind of like a piece of my childhood is dead.
It's like all of... It's like our childhood is dying in front of us.
It is. And
it's scary.
Because it's like, he meant so much to a lot of people. Maybe, you know, I didn't necessarily, like, really care for his music, his most recent stuff. Although I appreciated it, and some of it was good. But it just, I wasn't into it because it just wasn't sort of my thing. I think once he sort of dipped into the whole, you know, the whole religious thing, I kind of bowed out a little bit because I was like, you know, I don't really like what he stands for now. But musically, he's a genius, and a lot of his, you know, previous work is just amazing. I don't understand why people try to take that away from other people.
My coworker, I mean, she cried. By the time we found out, I think it was like 1:30 East Coast time, so 2:30 our time, I believe, somewhere around there.
Uh-huh.
Or no, yeah, it was 1:30 our time. She cried all the way until the end of the day, and then yesterday when she got to work, she was still crying.
Yeah, I mean, he meant a lot to a lot of people. I mean, I am by no means saying that he was my Janet Jackson, because he wasn't, but he did mean a lot to me in terms of, like, what he represented. When I was a kid, you know, like, I mean, for Christ's sake, my aunt, I remember this very vividly. My aunt would not let us watch Purple Rain because she thought it was too, like, sexual. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't let us listen to any of his music because she just thought it was too sexual. And it was like, it very much was. But it was one of those things where, like, you know, you tell someone no and they're going to want to, you right. know, go out and do it, you know, get it wherever they can. And luckily enough, my mom, you know, she didn't really mind because it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like today's music where it's explicit in your face. This was more like, you know, he's a good word master. He was a good wordplay master. Like, he would cover things, but you knew kind of what he was talking about.
People feel, for some reason, that just because you didn't personally know him, that your feelings aren't valid, that you should not be sad.
And I get that.
But that's not the case.
And I get that. I get that for some people that's how it is, and that's fine.
But you're not sad because you personally knew him. You're right. Sad because
there's so many things attached to that.
Like, they helped you get through stuff, or it was the first, when you were doing this for the first time.
Right.
You were listening to his music, or he was the first time that, you know, whatever.
Someone posted like a little blurb of, like, you know, Prince, you know, I may have not known him personally, but he helped me, you know, come to terms with who I was, and he helped me be who I was because he was different, and he was fucking amazing at that. You know what I mean?
Artists, like, saves people's lives all the time, and they don't know it. Like, they get them, like, music gets people through a lot of bad stuff and a lot of good stuff.
Right. And that's the beauty of music. I mean, I think that that's the thing. I think that's the thing that people like Prince and Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, those are people who did a lot and comforted a lot of people. David Bowie. I mean, the list of people who are no longer with us. I mean, like, it's insane. I mean, I remember, I was not around when Elvis died or John Lennon died, but those people had a profound impact on all their fans. I mean,
The music industry.
And the music industry, for sure. And then, like, you know, looking back at those, you know, at those times in history, like, you know, you could see the turmoil that people were going through because of such big losses, you know, like, you could see people crying in the middle of the street when, you know, Elvis died.
It's like, it's just are sad. You like saying, like, this is what people that are saying those type of things, are you saying if our president was assassinated you wouldn't, like, cry for our country?
Oh my god, totally.
That would be, like, so sad.
And that's a perfect example too. When John F. Kennedy died, people mourned, this nation mourned. No one knew him personally except maybe the people who ever came in contact with him. And even those people probably didn't know him personally. So it's just kind of like, you know, I get it that maybe to you it doesn't mean anything. Or, you know, and maybe he didn't impact you profoundly. Or maybe he did and you, like, just don't...
Keep it to yourself if you don't have anything.
Or you're dead inside.
This is why a couple days ago I was like, when Melinda was here, loved it. Had so much fun.
I know, she was a great time.
But the whole time she was here, I was rarely on social media, and it was, like, fucking wonderful. And it makes me, like, in a year's time, makes me want to leave social media. Because shit like this print stuff, where people, like, have, you know, everybody's got a fucking comment on everything.
Yeah.
Like, that's the reason why I want to leave. I mean, it's just like, can't people just say fucking nice things and then just leave it alone if you don't have anything nice to say?
Yeah, I agree.
It's nerve-wracking and it, like, really makes me mad.
Or why can't you just let a person grieve the way they want to grieve? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just tell you, at work, like, I was, you know, crying a little bit because of them, of him passing away. And, you know, it's just, you know, and my coworker was like, she's kind of like, I know, it's really sad. And she would kind of make a joke. And
we were all shocked.
And,
like,
And we were really shocked too, and I was like, what? And I immediately looked it up on the internet.
And some people were like, oh, it was due. What the fuck are you talking about?
He's 57.
That's not due.
Right.
87 is due.
Right. Well, I mean, it's not due either, but...
No, but I mean, it's not as shocking when an 87-year-old person passes away.
Right. Because it's kind of like... It's getting closer to our time. Yeah, no, I totally agree. And you know what's funny is that, like, Vanity was 57 when she died, and so was Michael Jackson 57 when he died. Isn't it strange? Like, they're all, like, everyone's like, is this the new...
I thought he was 57. I thought he was, like, 51.
No, he's 57.
I didn't know he was that old.
Yeah, he was old. Or I think he was that old. Maybe he was younger.
I'm pretty sure he was, like...
52?
Somewhere in, like... He was... Whitney Houston, she was, like, 51.
Oh, maybe, no, he wasn't maybe 52. Yeah, no, because he was
young.
He was younger. He was born in... Hello. He was born in 1957, I know that, because he was born the same year my mom was born.
Anyway, let's get off the Prince train. It's sad, and it made me super sad. Why is this person trying to take a left when there's a left-hand lane right fucking there?
Ooh, girl, she is hangry today.
Anyway, I got to spend...
Can we turn on the air conditioner? This is really hot in here.
No, I'm not turning on the air conditioner. I'll turn on the air from outside.
Something, because it's fucking hot. I'm like, you gotta heat on. Anyway, yes, Melinda was here.
Melinda was here. I got to spend some quality time with her and her husband, who was so nice. We did, like, all the Chicago things. Magnificent Mile, The Bean... The art museum, some shopping. Oh, we went to the stamp festival thing.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That was cray cray. Why did we walk in and we felt like we had $1 million we could spend it?
I think
you know, Roger kind of funny? Had like an audible like really high. Do it. Like the real high whispery scream.
Do you want to have
breakfast at McDonald's?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay.
Oh, where were we gonna?
It's right here.
No, I know, but where else did you have in mind?
Nowhere really. I mean,
don't they have a Chick-fil-A around here?
Girl, I'm not going to Chick-fil-A.
I was just asking.
We don't talk about that on the podcast.
Oh. We eat it in secret. Anyway.
I'm going to have to beep that shit out.
yeah, I went in there with the idea of spending just $100, and I was going to be very conservative on the $100. Tell me why.
What? I blew it and like...
I blew that, my load.
Blew that
literally
load.
In the first fucking minute. Sale. It was literally like...
Let me pull over to the side here so I can look at some other places around just besides McDonald's.
Anyway, so yeah, I blew my wad in the first fucking like 5 minutes we were there.
Girl, we went crazy.
And I was telling Ricky, I'm like, why did we even come here? We should have just went to the store. I mean, we found some other great stuff. Ricky and Melinda got... Melinda definitely was not... She did not spend... Oh, that's too far, no?
Yeah.
I think Melinda probably spent the least out of all of us, maybe?
Probably.
Did she spend... No, because she spent $100. She spent over $100 at Craft Fancy.
Oh, did she?
Yes, remember?
Because
I said I was the most expensive than you and then her. Because I think she was like... Not that I'm trying to tell her business or anything.
I think it was just over $100, right?
I think it was over 100 by like 40. I think it was close to 150.
Oh.
But you and
mine
I
was
spent
only
close
160.
Right, you and I spent almost about the same amount. Anyway, so I think overall I think I'd probably say I spent maybe like 250. Maybe 250, 260. Cuz I didn't buy as much stuff as you guys. Oh no, that's not I can't that No, that's about right. 280. Because I got the Copics.
I was going to say. I was like, bitch, you did some shopping while we were in a class.
Only the Copics. That was the only thing I bought. Oh, and the...
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. We're remembering now.
Huh? Yes. I bought the Copics. I bought the Copics and the Illinois stamp. That was the only thing I spent. Fuck. So maybe like $300?
Y'all, it's addicting. Like, you see something, you're like, oh, I gotta have it. You know?
I know, but in the fucked up thing is like... The thing is that the reason why I even went so crazy is because a lot of the stuff that I wanted to get was 20% off, and it's hard, and it did, right, so it was like essentially 30% off, and it's kind of hard to get those types of sales
on this thing,
on like online or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you hardly ever find a sale like that, and it's usually not on their newer stuff. It's usually, like, on their older stuff. Like, right. Things are trying to move out. But anyway, so that was fun. It was nice to see Melinda. I wish I was able to spend more time with her, but...
Girl, we were so busy. Like, Saturday and Sunday, we walked over 40,000 steps.
Wow, that's
a lot. It was ridic.
That's a lot.
And then I was, like, super sadsies on Tuesday because I had to take her to the airport.
I know. Doesn't it suck though? Like when you're coming off of a high of like having such a good time, and then you have to come home and you're like, fuck. Like, yeah. Why can't it always be like this?
It like sucks. I was like, she was gone for like 3 minutes. Like, I miss you. She's like, you're still at the airport. I see you. Do you want to go to Denny's?
Is that the same Denny's? No, it's not the same Denny's we went to the last time, right?
I don't think that was one. We didn't go to one close here.
Oh, no, that was the Denny's that we went to. Remember when we went to go get the bed?
Oh, yeah. That one was so different.
It was all your people. And by people, I mean Mexicans.
There's a Cracker Barrel 6 miles away.
I don't want Cracker Barrel. I wasn't really a fan of that. I wasn't a fan of the stop that we made there.
So, Denny's, then?
I mean, we can go to Denny's. That's fine, I suppose. Are you not at all wanting McDonald's, or do you just wanted to see something?
No, McDonald's is fine. I mean, I'm fine with McDonald's, but it sounded like you did not want to go there.
No, I just thought we had other options, but I don't want... Well, I don't really
girl,
want
to... Girl, we are in a town called Plainfield. What do you think is here?
Yeah, let's just go to McDonald's, because I think that'll be easier.
Okay.
Plus, it'll be cheaper for sure.
For sure.
For sure. Anyway,
don't we have to go up that way to go to the place we were going to go to?
I think so. Maybe we'll figure it out.
So we drive up that way, or we want? Well, we need to eat because
you're really hangry. I need you to get some food in your system or something. She's coming down with the low sugars. Speaking of low sugars, goddamn, I felt like every podcaster was dying.
I know.
I'm happy to hear that everyone is alive and well in 2016. Well, minus Prince.
What the hell is going on with this parking lot?
Well, I think it's because people are parked.
But, like, the lines are all jacked up.
Oh, no, because you don't park that way. You have to park this way. Baby doll.
No, I don't think...
Yes, look at the line. Look at the line. So you have to park this way. Anyways, we're trying to figure this shit out.
Oh my god, there's like 50,000. Now I can't even back up.
Right, because they're all trying to get into the drive-through. Anyways.
Fucking lazy Americans. Can't you walk into the store and get your damn food? Shit. Oh, okay, I see now.
So anyways, I'm happy that everyone is seemingly okay, it sounds like. Or they're on their mend. They're on the mend.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a lot of people in the hospital.
I mean, everybody just dying. And then I just want to send like a little shout out to...
I can't see how close I am to the car.
You're pretty...
See, I don't think we're supposed to park. There's a line right here.
No, you can park...
There is that's the crosswalk line.
No. There's
no,
a
car... I'm turning.
Oh my god. Literally, there's a line behind you that encases you.
No, but there's a line right here in the, like, where I'm sitting.
Right, that's right.
No, I'm not parking here.
Oh my god. Great, someone just took your spot.
I don't care. We can walk.
Well, we should have fucking parked where we were at to begin with. It's not like we're, you know, the skinniest of skinnies. Anyway, so I wanted to send out a, shout out to, is it that Blue Jeans guy?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that for a second. You guys.
It's very sad. It seems like I don't really know all the details, but his house burned down.
And he lost everything.
Which is really sad. So, I mean...
There's a GoFundMe that I've shared a couple times. And I think a bunch of other podcasters are sharing it. And you guys should share it, too. So...
But don't just share it. Like...
Show. Yeah, donate.
Donate. Whatever you can. And if you can, whatever you can, just donate a little bit. I mean, every little bit counts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sad situation. I can't imagine what it's like to have to go through that. So, you know...
Scary.
I can imagine it's scary. It seems like everyone is safe, you know, that was in there, so, and all the animals were saved,
mm-hmm.
So at least that was possible, so if you can, share a little bit, because I'm sure that they will much appreciate it.
Yes, so please do that. Help our fellow podcasters out, and be good to each other, and stop diminishing each other's feelings, because that will drive me fucking off of...
a cliff.
No, social media. Well, the same thing.
Right.
But I do want to say thank you to Melinda for coming out to see me particularly, because she spent most of the time with me. And I really enjoyed her, and I wish we lived closer, because every day would be an adventure. And her husband's really super sweet, too. And smart.
Yeah, like, I didn't get smart. To meet him.
So... can we go eat now?
Sure.
How long have we been recording?
I don't know. Probably like 20 minutes.
Okay. That's 20 minutes is good.
Literally 21 minutes.
Okay. Well, that's a short show. Remember the live show, April 29th,
yes.
8 p.m. Central Time over Pride48.com.
Next Friday, or this coming Friday.
Yeah. Pride48.com. Meet us over there and chat with us and have fun.
I won't be there, but you guys can have a great time. Just kidding.
Oh. I would say
he's the look on his face. He turned like Casper.
I'm like, what are you talking about? We've been talking about this for like 2 months now.
I won't be there. Anyways,
change of plans. I have to stay home and watch Kimmy Schmidt.
Stupid. Anyways,
all right, we gotta go.
All right, bye. This is Little Red Corvette.
This is Ricky.
And goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening, and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces!
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.